As an addendum to the list of mistakes or things that people don't realize might contain chametz, someone texted me, how could you miss gefilte fish? Gefilte fish that's not made specifically kosher lePesach will almost certainly have matzah meal in it, and that matzah meal will be chametz matzah meal. And you got chametz, and many people who are buying Heimischer products specifically for Pesach will make that mistake, especially when it's frozen and there's a coating of old ice on top of the package. It's very difficult to see. So that's another common issue. You could literally have chametz gomor at the Seder. So make sure your gefilte fish has a kosher lePesach on it. One more mistake that I see people making are just simply not aware of. You go to people's homes and they have a fish tank. Fish food often contains straight up chametz. So there are different options. Many of the websites, the kosher websites like the CRC or the COR, they do have lists of pet food that is known to be chametz free, or they have different suggestions of what to feed your fish or pets. Keep in mind that not only can you not eat chametz, one is not allowed to benefit from chametz. So if it's actual chametz, there'll be an issue to use that to feed a pet. If an alternative diet is not available, speak to your rav. Maybe you could sell the fish or sell the dog. There are different things to be done, but don't wait until the last second. And just keep in mind that many of the pet foods and fish foods do indeed contain chametz. Once we're on the topic of pet food, halachically, if there's basar b'chalav, if there's milk and meat in the pet food, it's also a problem to serve it to your dog. So a person who has a pet has to be cognizant of that halacha as well.